The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Andy, and this is the space where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. This morning I'm joined by Laura, who is the manager at Victory Community Centre. Kia ora, Laura.
Kia ora.
Nice to have you in the studio. Perhaps we can just kick off with you telling me a little bit about the Victory Community Centre and what it does and what it's there for.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Andy. Victory Community Centre is a community hub and, I guess, gathering place, and we offer accessible health services and supports for whānau in our community and across the wider Nelson area. So we offer things like primary health addiction counselling, a community nursing service, a navigating service for former refugees and migrants, and a whole raft of activities and events for our community.
Lovely. Thank you. And let's move on to the event that you're going to be having on the 6th of June, because this is sounding like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so first of all, a ceilidh is a traditional Irish or Scottish dance. We'll have live music, so a band and a caller, and then we have simple, fun group dances that anyone can join, no dance experience necessary. So we're really grateful to the Footloose Ceilidh Band for coming along and donating their time to support this fundraiser. And we've also had heaps of support from our local businesses and local community. So we'll have silent auctions, we'll have raffles, we'll have some spot prizes and some kai as well.
Lovely. Can you tell me what some of the spot prizes might be?
We will have things like entries into the Brookway Marama Sanctuary, Natureland whānau passes. We've got some 2-for-1 tickets for the Richmond Aquatic Centre. We've got some sales pizza vouchers. We've got an awesome voucher from abletasman.com for water taxi tickets, and quite a lot of other things.
Yeah, sure. Fantastic. There's some great things to auction off there. So let's just talk about what a ceilidh is exactly, because people might not be sure. So I know it's dancing, but what sort of dancing? Like, can anybody do it?
Absolutely anyone can do it. So we have live music, and the band has a caller. So the caller calls out the steps that you need to do, and then you dance in a group with other people. And they're simple, they're easy to follow. And, you know, if it turns out you have two left feet, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's probably one of those occasions when it's really good to be able to laugh at yourself.
I think so.
And probably the more you get into it, the more fun you have.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to a ceilidh once with a friend of mine, and I had an absolute ball. So I'd be coming along, but I'm not going to be in Nelson at the time. So unfortunately, I won't make it this one, but hopefully if it goes well, you'll have another one. Where will people be able to buy tickets to this event?
So tickets are on sale now via Humanitix. And they're $20 for adults and $10 for school-age children.
And so what sort of ages are appropriate to attend this? When you talk about school-age children, is anybody?
I think anybody, any kid who likes to dance, yeah, and is happy to get involved in a group dance will have a great time.
Well, it sounds like it could be a really fun family event then. You mentioned food as well.
Yes, so we'll have a supper. We'll have a sort of a light grazing table. We'll have a bit of a break in the middle so that people can have a look at our silent auctions and buy raffle tickets and have a little rest and have a bit of a kai and then get back into the dancing.
Nice. It is quite high energy, so I think a rest is probably a good halfway through.
I think so.
But not to put people off, because I think that it is, even though it's high energy, you can certainly still do it at your own pace anyway, can't you, so that you don't get too exhausted.
Absolutely. And if you need to sit a dance out and clap on the sidelines, that's absolutely fine too.
Fantastic. Probably going to wrap this up now, unless there's something else you would like to add about the community centre or about this event.
I think that's all I've got to say.
Lovely. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today, Laura. And I hope your event goes really well. I have no doubts that I will, and I'll be looking forward to hearing the feedback about it. And, hope that you manage to raise a good amount of money for your community centre. That's the most important thing. Yeah,
thank you.
To hear more stories from around our region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.